This recording, Ohio 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Joe McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kid, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma, coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently striking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Cincinnati is big. It's bigger than any city I've ever been to or lived in. I don't know, there's lots of hicks in Cincinnati too. And my first house that I was born at, there was a pig farm down the road. And it stunk real bad. and then I moved. And then we moved again in Cincinnati. And then I moved to the inner city. And it was fine until the riots broke out. And I wasn't living there when that happened, but my sister was. And, I don't know, everybody's car got smashed and everything like that. You know, it was a bad time. That was like, you know, last March. Well, I went to preschool, so that was the first one, and then it was like the YMCA or whatever, and then my mom made me go to kindergarten with her, even though I wasn't supposed to be in kindergarten yet, and my friend swallowed a penny at that school, and then the coat room, it's about the only thing I remember, and then I went to another place called Wilson, and, I went there, and then I had to go back to my mom's school because she wanted me to have Catholic background, but I hated it, and so I went back to the public school, and I went to high school, and I didn't like high school, and so I left Cincinnati. I worked at Domino's, and, on and off for a year or two, I delivered pizzas. That wasn't fun. No. I worked at a vet, and that wasn't fun. That was a really gross job. I cleaned up. I Well, I can tell you the grossest thing about the vet.
Okay.
Well, there's two grossest parts. Three, okay. The first one is when you put the animals to sleep, they crap and pee all over themselves and everything. And then you have to put them in a bag, and then you put a tag on it, and then put them in the freezer in the back till the people come and get them. It's really gross. And then the second grossest thing is this tumor that I had. They took it out of a dog, and it was about as big as like a gallon of milk. It was, and I had to pick it up with this other girl. We had to stick all these like utensils in it and carry it, put it in a bag, and then into the freezer because the biohazard people come and take all that stuff away. Third grossest thing is was when they would do like abortions on cats and dogs, and they'd all be in their like sacks and stuff, and you'd have to put those in a bag too. And then, you know, the stool samples. They didn't mix it with salt water. That was really gross.